Okay, so we'll wrap up this segment of the lecture with a look at a couple of problems related to the performance of our various modulation schemes. And so we said there were two measures of performance, the bit error rate and the bandwidth efficiency. So in the next two, we're going to look at two problems that explore the relation between these performance factors. So in our first problem, what we're going to do is fix our bit error rate. So this is typically something that, you know, we would do. We would want a certain, we'd have a certain acceptable level of error, and we'd target that level. And here we'll fix the signal-to-noise ratio, and we will see what sort of bandwidth efficiency can be achieved for our various basic modulation schemes. So, the first thing to note is that the bit error rate is related specifically to the bit energy to noise ratio. And so, given a target bit error rate for the various schemes, we would know what bit energy to noise ratio we needed. And then we note that the bit energy to noise ratio was related to the signal to noise ratio through the bandwidth efficiency. And specifically, if you looked at it in terms, if you converted it to decibels and looked at it in terms of decibels, our bit energy to noise ratio is the signal to noise ratio minus the bandwidth efficiency in decibels. So we can look at our table now to get our bit energy to noise ratio. And here we wanted a probability of bit error to be 10 to the minus 7, so it's the bottom of this table. And we can read off our various values for the bit energy to noise ratio. And so for BPSK, it would be about 11.2. For DPSK, it would be about 12. And for ASK and BFSK, it would be about 14.2. Okay, so we have those values. We have our signal-to-noise ratio. Given those two factors, then we can determine what our bandwidth efficiency is. The only slight caveat to that is for QPSK, and for QPSK, the baud rate is R over 2, so you get 2 bits per signaling element, and therefore that would double your bandwidth efficiency. Now, in our second example, what we're going to do is look at the trade-off between bandwidth efficiency and bit error rate for multi-level encoding. And basically what happens is that as the levels change, one of them will go up and one will go down. Okay, so depending on whether you have FSK or PSK, which one goes up and which one goes down, changes. In our example, we're going to look at multi-level frequency shift keying, and here we will fix our bit energy to noise ratio, and given that, we will find our bit error rate. And again, the bandwidth efficiency is now dependent on the different levels Okay. And we can finally look and see how that relates to the signal-to-noise ratio as well. So, we had a fixed bit energy to noise level of 10, and so that's the x-axis on the graph, and we can travel upwards to find what the bit error rate is for the different levels, so m equals 2 or 1 bit encoded, m equals 4 or 2 bits encoded, and m equals 8 or 3 bits encoded. And we get the following values. For 1 bit encoded, it's about, the bit error rate is about 10 to the minus 3. For 2 bits encoded, it's about 2 times 10 to the minus 6. And for 3 bits encoded, it's about 6 times 10 to the minus 7. So interestingly, what we see in this case is the more bits you encode, the better your bit error rate. But this comes at a price of having a decreasing bandwidth efficiency. So for and to see this, we would want to refer to the table on slide 47. In this case, we will assume that our filtration coefficient is 0, so just to fix sort of one column in that table. And what we see is that as our levels increase, our bandwidth efficiency is decreasing. So we're getting the trade-off between we have a better bit error rate, but a worse bandwidth efficiency. It takes us more spectrum to send at the same bit rate. Okay. And if you look, you should try this problem for phase shift keying, and you'll see the reverse trends. The bit error rate will get worse, but the spectrum efficiency, the bandwidth efficiency will improve. And finally, just to comment on the signal-to-noise ratio. The signal-to-noise ratio is dependent on the bit energy to noise level and also on the bandwidth efficiency. And so as your bandwidth efficiency decreases, then your signal to noise ratio is going to decrease as well. So again, it's, just if you play around with these factors, you'll see that there is this trade-off between bit error rate and bandwidth efficiency that we should be aware of, sort of as you, as a factor in choosing one method over another.